Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Coming in hot, Sunday after Cars and Coffee in Malibu. Here we are, Spike's Car Radio. Good to be with you guys. Felt like the official end of the pandemic out at the Malibu Cars and Coffee today. Zuckerman, I don't know if I showed you this picture right here. I know, Johnny, you texted me about it, but let me get to it right here.
It's a classic.
And I'll tell you why. It's a classic. Right here, Zuckerman, look. Mask guy.
He's unmasked.
He's unmasked.
Holy shit, and I never would have ever put that face with the mask.
He walked by me, and I went, "Are you mask guy?" He goes, "Yeah, I got vaccinated. I feel good."
And I wrote Spike, like, that can't be what that guy actually looks like.
Wow.
And Spike said, handsome. And I said, and young, too.
Right. It's like, God, that's what you never want. You never want your hero, your superhero, to disrobe because what's underneath?
Yes.
Disappointment.
The Cars and Coffee, strong as ever, unstoppable. Doesn't matter what they do with the lots. People are going to keep showing. It's kind of like, what was that Brad Pitt zombie movie? Remember where they... Plan Z. Remember when the zombies were storming the gate and they're just unstoppable? They crawl on each other, others die. That's what this car show is. You can never stop it. It doesn't matter. Take out the first three rows. We will continue going there.
That's right.
And we were winning all over the place today. But I will say, and Zuckerman, you noticed this too. The drive home, like now, LA traffic is back to exactly what it was before. It is identical, if not worse, because it appears people have forgotten how to drive. But it also, if you've been driving in this low traffic world, gets really frustrating really quickly now with all these folks. Today on the PCH, you and I had an identical experience, right?
Yeah.
Somebody, as usual, I had the dopey slow guy in the left lane who I flash. He flips me off. Go around me to the right. Go around me. I just went. I didn't flip him off back. But then this crazy kid in a 992 wrap was slicing and dicing. Worse than anything any of us could do. Almost hits me. I was in the Defender. And I'm watching him just going down the road. I'm waiting for the accident. You came in here. You saw the same thing.
Same thing. I was having a lovely time. I was in the 73 RS, and I was knifing, but knifing responsibly. You know, there's a difference.
There
yes.
is a difference.
You know, I have a black belt, Lieberman, from the PCH dojo. I know how to drive appropriately, but not endanger anybody else's life while I am knifing. Okay, I am a safe guy. I'm not street fighting. Yes, but there was another guy, a young kid in an SQ5 or RSQ5, very powerful car. He was passing in the two-way turn lane. He was on the right shoulder. He was really, that he didn't kill somebody. And of course, since I am the chief of all police, you may not know it, and neither does anyone else.
They are your roads, Zuckerman.
They are my roads.
Yes.
And so I had to do some, I had to check them. Yeah.
And by the way, you're checking him in the Tangerine 73 RS.
Yeah. How do you check him in that Porsche? Yeah.
Oh, I can keep up. Plus, I have a bigger brake. So I regulated him.
You should see Zuckerman trying to run a guy off the road in a Carrera GT once. on steroids. It was awesome. I was in 8-ball. He was in that. And I was like, this is madness. This is complete madness. But well, enjoyable.
The good thing is that those kids tend to crash. And
yes.
And they do it once. They don't like crash and then get another one and do it again. They learn real fast.
My guy was in a chalk wrap 992.
Why would you wrap windows? Who knows?
But boy, he was not driving like a typical Porsche driver. Those Porsche drivers tend to be respectful people on the road. This guy was really out of control. Anyway.
We should kill him.
If you know
Let's find him and kill him. If you know who to get,
just straight out murder him?
Yeah, why not?
Well, we're saying it into microphones right now.
I can think of several reasons why
you just,
not. Yeah.
You just alerted
some
police.
Some people deserve to die.
No. If you know any of these people, do not do anything.
Yeah, don't
do
engage.
Not even engage them. But if you see Zuckerman, murder him. I had a young fan of ours come up today, the Cars and Coffee, and big. Mr. Verson, I love listening to the podcast. Where's Zuckerman? And I was like, look, son, you're an innocent young man.
That's right.
You steer clear of the blob known as Zuckerman. He's pure black tar evil inside.
Yes. If you poke me, pus comes out. His pus is in
laughing.
My veins.
Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, good to be with you all. It's just the three of us today, Johnny. Zuckerman and myself. We've got your questions. I realized last show with Matt Farah, we didn't get to any listener questions. We're going to get to that today. But first, I wanted to talk about this listing on Bring a Trailer. Have you guys seen it?
I've seen so many recently. Is this the...
This one you would not miss.
Is this the transmission?
4-speed transaxle from James Dean's 1955 Porsche 550 Speedster. There it is. Yep, that's what you're buying there. Most of that is a steel frame to put the transaxle on. Let me read you a little bit about it. Bidding is, I think, up to $100,000 already. And then I'll have you guys weigh in. This 4-speed manual transaxle is said to have been part of the James Dean 1955 Porsche 550. I believe the serial number was 550055. A lot of 5.5s. And isn't it the year he died, right? 5.5? No. From which it was separated at an unknown point following his deadly accident, September 1955. The transaxle was reportedly stored for several decades prior to acquisition, reportedly stored from Massachusetts by its current owner in 2020. It is now fitted to a steel display stand with axles, axle tubes, drum brake assemblies, and a starter. This 550 transaxle is offered by the seller on behalf of its current owner in New York with a copy of a letter from Porsche verifying its origin and documentation file. Well, they can say, yes, it's from Porsche, but can they attach it to James Dean? And then there's a lot of history about the car. Yes, the serial number 550055, pardon me, known as Little Bastard. Here it is. And then they have 1,000 pictures of this piece of metal.
All I will say is that car has been missing since forever. I remember in the 90s, a guy approached me and was like, you're into cars? My dad, in his attic at his house, he's got this crushed Porsche that is James Dean's. And so, no, that car's gone. That car, they never saved it. It was a horrible fatality.
We can...
That car's gone. You notice it's not like, this is authentic... This is the car.
It's very reportedly,
but it's consistent.
Said to be.
It's consistent. I don't know if you were around for this, Zuckerman. Were you part of when Jerry and I came overheated, maybe for over a summer, to find every piece of this car? And what we tracked down, we found a dentist who had pieces of it. We heard a story that Ralph Lauren had one or two of the wheels on his 550, which we found out was not true, according to Ralph Lauren. The dentist story did check out, and it might have been this transaxle right there. And then there was a large pieces of it that weren't known, right? But the story we left, and then we gave up, and it was morbid, and it's never going to happen because it was parted out and taken apart, and all the pieces had gone in many different directions. Now here comes one of those pieces,
maybe.
Right? But I remember, and maybe I'm wrong, and I can ask him about this, but I remember going, there's not enough of the car here to build it back. It's gone forever.
Well, if you, look, if you had the chassis plate, you could build it back. Most Ferrari, like 250 GTOs, they were wrecked racing. They had the chassis plate. There's not a single thing from Italy. It's like you go to churches in Europe. Everybody's got a piece of the true cross. Everybody's got a vial of Christ's blood. I've seen John the Baptist's head in 7 different cathedrals. Like, it's all fake. It's all fake.
But what do you do? Here is my question. What do you do with
it? It's a potted plant. It's nothing but garden statuary. You don't do anything with it. That's the problem.
Someone DM'd me, and I don't know who it is or even if they're – but they had heard that the guy wants $1 million for
Here's what was more interesting.
Which, by the way, transaxle kids is a transmission and a differential. Like,
yeah.
Sure. I want $2 million for it.
Okay, here's what was
better.
I want
$6 million.
We at the archive were offered a trove of documentation about the disappearance of the vehicle and where it went. There was a guy, some sort of carnival circus huckster, who took the wreck to show at a display in Florida. He paid somebody who had ownership of the wreck in California by a bum check. And then there were a lot of letters back and forth where the owner wanted the check honored and he wanted his shit back. And that was the last anybody ever saw of the vehicle. It was at some point in the very late 50s or early 60s, it disappearing to be shown at a circus. You know, that's part of the story?
I don't know. I mean, I've probably heard it all. But like I said, the boxes of the wrecked car was in Marin.
Right.
This guy's in New York. You know what I mean? Like Ralph Lauren's in Colorado, Florida. It's just apocrypha at this point.
It's like Hitler's Porsche. Yeah. Right? It's what is it? What isn't it?
Did you just say it's like Hitler's Porsche? Is that where I'm coming back into this conversation?
Hitler's always on my mind, Ferrison.
Obviously. You know what's on my mind?
No.
Mack Weldon. No. This year, spring is going to hit a little different because we're all finally starting to get back outside and see friends again. No matter where your adventures take you, bring the comfort and style of Mack Weldon along for the ride. Trust me, your closet is going to thank you. Whether it's their hoodies, polos, tees, or active shorts, everything in Mack Weldon's collection mixes and matches seamlessly to fit in with any other trendy products. I wear this stuff all the time. Zuckerman hates it. He hates looking at me in these comfy pants, and I don't care. I'm hoodies and Mack Weldon all the time. And I started buying their underwear too, Zuckerman. You're going to hate it. It's hot. Socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, active shorts. You know, they give you $200 a month. Zuckerman, you can just keep buying. I wear
give
this
it
stuff.
To me. I'd wear anything.
Okay, Johnny, you're in.
You need $200 worth of panties a month, Ferriston.
Versatility, technology, plus a loyalty program. You can't beat Mack Weldon. They're one of our favorite sponsors. Here's what you do. Go to MackWeldon.com/spike and enter promo code SPIKE for 20% off your first order. 20%, guys, off your first order. That's MackWeldon.com/spike, promo code SPIKE for 20% off. Just keep putting spikes everywhere. MackWeldon.com, reinventing spikes basics. You got to check it out and know that I wear this stuff. And now that it's spring, I'm jumping into the dry knit t-shirts, the Vesper polos. The polos are great because you wash them 1,000 times. They don't shrink. I dig all their stuff. Thank you, Mack Weldon. Go to MackWeldon.com/spike. Enter promo code SPIKE. Anyway, I don't know. That auction got me a little depressed. Just because it's like, if I were to buy something dumb like that, I don't have it in my personality to have it exist outside of being together with the rest of the car. And it would need to get done. And I kind of remember, and maybe I'm wrong, that and someone will let me know when they hear this. I thought Rod Emery was tracking this stuff down, too. Oh, do you remember 2 years ago?
I mean, everybody's tracked it down for it'll never. It'll never exist.
But Rod told me he was on his way to getting it done.
Sure.
And maybe I'm misremembering this. And then maybe he hit the same roadblock that we all hit with it.
Or he was taken in by somebody who's like, I got it. It's sitting in a box in my dad's garage in Marin.
No, it's not that. It was, you really are on a scavenger hunt. You have to go scavenger hunt all, and it's going to be 8 or 9 stops. And I swear, this guy we talked to, who is this dentist in New Jersey, I thought, I swear he was the one who had this piece of transaxle, and he just happened to get it.
I mean,
and then
coming
part
from
of the,
New York, New Jersey, you know, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's an
it's
interesting...
every flim-flam man's dream, because if you pull it off,
you
pull it off, if you can make it happen,
right.
You've taken nothing and turned it into millions.
Because I said to Rod, I said, if you do embark on this, let me know where to... I can sell that show right now. That would be a great little series for history. And then I never heard from him again. So,
yeah.
That was the end of it. But, Rod, let me know. Tell me. Tell me what's going on. By the way, Rod, we have to have you back on the show. It's been too long.
Yes.
Too long. We need you to come in.
You know what we have to do? We have to drive number 46.
What's number 46?
The Le Mans 356 SL. We've never driven
that. Oh,
that
thing is so cool. Yeah.
Well, that would be fun.
No, I've seen it. I saw it.
I want to drive it. Rod, I want to drive that car.
We'll have him bring it by. We'll have him do that. Johnny, you drove in something very special.
Right.
Tell us what you're in today and why you're driving it.
Bentley Flying Spur First Edition. So,
is it heavy by chance?
It's very heavy. it's a Porsche Panamera. With 1,000 pounds of leather.
Wow.
And that's basically it.
But really? Same chassis?
It's a Panamera. So the big difference, besides the bodywork, it has a dual clutch. But as you know from driving dual clutches, like they're not luxurious when you start. They're kind of like...
It's jerky.
Yeah, they're very jerky. So Bentley spent... the reason the Continental was originally delayed was they were reworking the transmission to get it up to Bentley's standards. Because you can't put an automatic in this platform for whatever reason. And, so it's a dual clutch that, like, slowly rolls away from a stoplight like a luxury car. But then snap, snap, snap. It's a quick-shifting dual clutch. This one's the V8. I think for $298,000, I'd want the 12-cylinder. That's just me. Also, 12-cylinder with a dual clutch, that would be actually very cool.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
few cars have that. Like the... Well, I don't even know what has that. Nothing has that.
And is this any sort of
Ferraris have that? Yeah.
Blackout package or
so? This is the black first edition. So
right,
there's a single $55,000 option, and the option is called first edition option. And it's the paint, the wheel color, the leather on the interior, the carbon fiber trim, all that good stuff. It's a very good car. Sadly, and I talked to Bentley, and they laughed in my face, but they put it on all season tires. So I tried.
Why?
You want to know the real reason?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because then you can go from giving it to the Detroit media, the New York media, and the LA media, and you save $2,000 by not putting on different tires for LA.
Yeah, but you're going to get a not as appealing ride.
Ah, but here's the thing. 90% of the journalists won't notice. But I took it up to Angeles Crest. I'm like, what's wrong? This is like, I've driven a Panamera. The thing's awesome. It's the same car, but it's kind of pushy and in and out. I got out and looked. I'm like, oh, God, it's on all seasons. And then...
Wow, I'm surprised, impressed you could feel that.
It just feels like the car's handicapped, you know what I
right,
mean?
Right, right, right.
It's like, you know, you're diving into a corner, and then suddenly, you know, there's a bunch of push where there shouldn't be. So my solution was turn everything off and manual shift, like, real close to red line to try and, like, get the rear end to jump around to counter the understeer. Kind of work, but I'd love to check it out on summer tires. Summies.
I love seeing you pull up in these fancy vehicles. I just love it. You look so satisfied. I said, you look like you just arrived at the buffet at a bar mitzvah, and there's caviar, and there's all sorts of fancy foods, and we're going to gorge.
But it doesn't match you at all.
Oh,
you
I
look
think
completely
does.
Wrong in
oh,
there.
No,
unless
I
you,
feel completely
unless
right
you,
in this
you feel like you've arrived.
Oh, if yeah. you were Rick Rubin and you were producing Beastie Boys,
I could be Rick Rubin, you know.
Yeah, but outside of the music industry, it's a complete mismatch for you.
Oh,
complete.
I disagree.
You're not in charge of saying what you match. I'm saying when you walk in, we're telling you, you don't match it in any way.
You're not in charge.
You're not
in charge.
Well, it's true.
Yes.
Radically disagree.
That's like so that's
you
a great can't
opinion.
Nickname me that. No, you're not in charge of that. We're going to call you No Mass Tony.
Yeah.
All right, No Mass Tony?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I have a
but
long...
what would you put him in if you were to match him with anything without him? His input whatsoever, like that your Audi, your little car
there. Yeah, or that, or I put him in a Pacer, a Gremlin, a
Lieberman.
Pacer. Yeah, crazy,
no,
crazy
no.
looking in a crazy vehicle.
This Audi right here.
Yeah,
this.
No, that no, truly.
Quattro's good. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something sportier, something more hardcore.
This is just a reality of things that appeal to us that we don't look right in. Yeah. Like I love that car too, but I'm not going to look right in it, nor do I look right in a Prius. so it's not going to work.
Yeah, I don't think I look right in a Prius. I don't know. I that car fits me very well. There's
lots of cars. But I might even put you in a pickup truck of some kind, like the new electric F-150, the Lightning.
Really? Okay, yeah, maybe. I would just say, for those of you listening, think about what I have to compete with, right? These guys are richer than I'll ever be.
Oh, stop with stop,
I got to come
stop,
to this
stop.
Garage and shoot here everywhere.
Hang on. You drive far more cars than we
do. I got to come to this garage, and I got to impress you two.
No.
Right? So you should have seen you two when I pulled up in this thing. It was like, whoa, what is that?
It's beautiful.
Shiny
we
object.
Love seeing you win.
You're misunderstanding what we're saying. What we're saying is it doesn't match you.
I think it does.
It doesn't. You don't look
he
right
understands
in
it. He does. You don't look right in it, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, I've probably been the number one Mulsanne advocate on planet Earth since that car is
Yeah, but who is the customer for that car?
Rich eccentric people.
Right.
Yeah, I'm just mentioning the rich part.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're not.
I could be. You know, I could find cash.
You're like every other American. I'm a billionaire currently unfunded. But I'll get there one day. I don't want billionaires to pay taxes because I'll be a billionaire one day.
That's
in the meantime,
right. That's right. Hey, you never know. You never know.
Tell me something, though, Lieberman. Lately, I've been seeing this ads for this electric Cadillac.
Yes.
What is that?
The horribly named Lyric.
Yeah. And it's horribly named, but at least in print, it looks like the best looking Cadillac I've seen in ages. You agree?
Yeah, definitely. And what's cool is the production car is about 95% of what the concept was. So, yeah, it's going to be great. It's a two-row SUV. All electric. It's going to be about $60,000 to start, and it's going to be really good. So Al Oppenheiser, he's the chief of engineering for electric GM stuff now. He was the guy behind the Camaro. They said you make electric cars, so he's like making sure they perform really well. He's doing the Hummer. Funny story. So he had all these cool videos on his Instagram of like people testing the new electric Hummer. You know, it's doing all this stuff. I'm like, where's the jump shots? And he goes, legal won't let us post them. And then when the TRX came out, Ralph Gilles sent me all these like jump shots of the Ram in the air. And I'm like, post them. He's like, no, don't post those. Like, our legal department was like, no way. So
what is the fear there? Because that's
the
common.
Fear is that you imitate it. Imitate it, they break their necks, and then they sue.
So could you make a connection? Zuckerman,
no.
You're the
no,
guy. Wait. Let me ask my question before you jump all over me.
John Guzik is
you
rolling around
are
the
a guy,
right now.
Oh, my God. I got both of them today. You are a guy who sues manufacturers, right? Could you, if let's say they post that. Let's say I do it and I'm crippled. Okay? Can you sue them?
You could sue them. I would think the case is a loser. I think the case is a loser, but it gives an argument to a clever plaintiff's attorney that it tells the public that the car is designed to do this when it truly is not. And yes, it's. I think they're being overly cautious, but I get it.
I would say they actually are designed to do
it. They are designed to do it, right.
I don't know about the Hummer, but the T-Rex and the Raptor specifically.
Right,
I remember I went on the very, very, it wasn't even a launch, it was like a demo. And that's what they did. They had these like Baja racers jumping us 100 feet in the air.
Well, maybe they figured that the public is not designed to do the stunt.
Oh, it takes a lot of skill.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
interesting. It's a do not try this at home kind of a mentality.
I remember Ferrari was upset when Jalopnik or somebody jumped one of their Ferraris. It was Travis Okulski, I think, took a great shot of the Ferrari 488 maybe, or even the one before that.
458, yeah.
Yeah, 458 off the ground, remember? And he got in a little bit of trouble.
I don't remember, but look, Ferrari gets mad at you no matter what you do. I say this
but I just wondered why. It was the coolest photograph I'd seen with that car. And now I know.
You can do the coolest stuff with cars, and if you are off their message by
right. I guess it makes sense that if they're putting it out there, it looks like it's an endorsement, that this is what we want you to do with it, right?
Yeah. I think it's exactly what Paul said, though. I think it's just you are giving ammunition to a clever lawyer, like, you know. That's why on, like, TV commercials, remember that one recently where they reenacted, like, Thelma and Louise, and they're like...
Yeah, yeah.
Or they had some car was driving on the moon. They're like, do not attempt this. Like,
right.
Know, they just cover their ass.
Right.
You know?
Don't eat the Tide Pods.
I heard you and I are driving this SF90 tomorrow, the Spike Ferris 90
you're
Ferrari.
You're doing it tomorrow, too?
I am.
9 a.m.?
I'm going at 9, yeah.
Yeah, I'm noon.
What is this drive about, do you think? It's a weird kind of thing when you have these new... This is a new kind of drive, these chaperoned drives. How do you feel about that?
Well, it's an old thing with Bugatti.
Right.
And I think what it is, it's a combination of Bugatti's always done this. And, you know, they claim it's for insurance. It's not. It's just because they're the only ones where you're not allowed to drive the car, you know. And it's like, that's how special a Bugatti is. Even, you know, you who can do everything, you can't drive it by yourself. Fine. And I think, though, this is like what happened with the Elva, sadly. I think, you know, Ferrari PR is like, we don't want that to happen. So we're not going to let these maniacs run around unchaperoned. So we'll put a guy in the car.
Remind everybody of the Elva story.
The Elva story was, I think they, what McLaren, they didn't wrap it. That's the number one thing. So
no one listening knows what you're talking about.
It's a McLaren Elva. Yeah.
No, I mean the story of what happened to the Elva.
Yeah. So they didn't wrap it. So McLaren gave this car that had like, you know, ridiculous paint job on it, unwrapped to me. And Farah, and that's enough, but also Pat Devereaux, who's a maniac,
right.
And Bassem Wassef, who's craziest of all.
Yes, and which, I called them and said, hey, can I have it? And they're like, no, it's just these five guys.
Four
guys.
That exclusive, yeah.
And
yeah.
I felt bad for a little while, but rejection sometimes is God's protection, because what yes. happens, Johnny?
Well, what happened was, I mean, I was accused of doing $100,000 worth of damage. Farah, who drove it before I did, was accused of doing $1 million worth of damage. To the car from rock chips. I don't know what. I don't even know what happened.
So the four of you guys drove it.
Yeah.
And then McLaren calls and goes, there's $1 million of damage
yes.
to this car.
Well, it was 100,000 when I drove it. Maybe it was 180. But by the time I said, you know, three other guys drove it. And I drove it back to the dealership. It was fine. And then it was, holy by the time they got to Farah, it was $1 million.
Oh, no.
So I think... Ferrari. Did they ever?
And it was unclear who did what, right?
No one did anything.
Well, gave it to us like that.
No one did anything. I mean, we just literally
McLaren
drove the car.
Was McLaren upset?
Beyond upset. I've never. I don't want to say I've never, because I've actually pissed off Ferrari to like the point where we didn't have Ferraris for a couple of years. But we were. McLaren was to the point. I've rarely heard. Public relations people, whose job, if you're in PR, right, your job is to lie
yes.
first and say yes second, right?
Yes.
So you lie until you can't lie anymore, yes. then you just start saying yes. And this, I mean, he was brutal. It was brutal.
Oh, I'm so happy.
An hour of being
when I heard
at,
the story, I was so relieved and so happy I didn't get this car. I would not, because you know me, I'm going to drive to Bill's and back, and that's it. That's going right. to be my drive.
That's what they wanted. That's what they wanted for the
right,
Elva.
Right. But and I wouldn't, if he had called me and go, what, and I was lumped into him, I would not have been able to sleep for weeks.
Did you get letters?
Oh, no. We had a phone, I had a lot of text messages, like, did you go off-roading in this car? Like, no.
You still have them? I would love for us to do a dramatic reading.
But then Pat Devereaux posted his stuff. I remember seeing it on Apple, and it says, the car's in the air, there's dirt and gravel flying around.
Literally drifting it through a gravel lot. You know, and then I sent that immediately to McLaren, and they said something like, you know, we are now open to the possibility that the damage was a cumulative effect.
So in that situation, since people are thinking it, you don't have to pay anything for that, right?
No.
And none of you...
Also, I would argue that doing $1 million worth of damage to a $1.7 million car that drove back to the dealership under its own power is impossible. It had no
right.
It was not crashed, ever... There's no way. It was just rock chips on an expensive
paint
job.
Great publicity, though. Great publicity. It's a great story. Makes me want to buy a McLaren when I hear that. Actually, it does. That's a great story.
I mean, it's a hell of a car. I drove a lot of amazing cars during the pandemic. That is number two. You know, that car is good.
$1 million, Zuckerman.
Let's
see. The expectation, like, what, you know... I the first car show I ever did was this car matchmaker thing, right? I've been a car collector for a long time. But when I dove into the world, the first thing that I realized when I met the Matt Ferrers and the Johnny Liebermans and the race car drivers, anybody, they're all maniacs. And when you put them in a car,
it's not theirs.
On a track, they're animals. Something changes in them and they destroy things. And I was like, wow, you can see it's just there. So the idea that this manufacturer would just hand you this $2 million car and not expect anything...
You guys
just don't have that gear.
Well, that's true. No, very true. Everything you said. However, they did say, they said to us, do not test it. So when Motor Trend, we actually test cars. So in other words, we're going to see how fast it does like 60 in the quarter mile. You don't just do it once. You do it 10 times in a row or more to get the best time. Then you do, you know, 60 to zero braking. But really, you start the braking at 100 in that car at 140 down to zero. So you're doing 10 panic stops. Then we do our figure eight test, which is like a super severe handling test. I'd have to show it to you. But it's like, it's really hard on vehicles. So yeah, it's literally, it's how to destroy tires in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They wreck these tires, Zuckerman.
Oh, destroy the
tires. They just wreck tires in an hour. They're gone.
Oh, no.
Sometimes it's a competition to wreck the tires faster.
Yes.
Who can do it?
I've done that on video. That's fun.
Yeah.
But, so they said, no testing.
Right.
I was like, okay. And then, but here's where I was annoyed was I said, listen, so I'm going to do this. We're going up to Angeles Crest, exactly where I took the 765 last week, because I got the 765 to kind of pre-run everything. And they said, fine. And then I did exactly what I said. And I actually had video of me from like, you know, from 4 to 4:30 on the road. The car is fine. And then they're like, you destroyed the car and blah, blah, blah.
This is great.
You should get a medal for that.
Let me ask you a question. Did all of you submit plans? Like, hey, this is what we plan to do with the car?
I can't speak for anyone else. I told them exactly what I was doing because I begged for more time. That's another Motor Trend thing is we always need more time because we take photos. So I always need more and more time.
This makes me want to drive McLaren, too. We were supposed to get Zuckerman a McLaren. All right, McLaren, we're going to get you get a car for us.
I think there should be medals that are given in secret, like the CIA. There should be medals for wrecking cars. There's this little ceremony no one knows about, and your medal's put in a safe that you can't wear.
Mercedes used to do that.
What happens, you know,
They stopped, but they used to do that.
I have a friend in Hollywood who's in entertainment, who is a representative, represents people, got a Cadillac press car, drove it right off the cliff in Angeles Crest, had to crawl back up.
That's the move.
In the situation when you destroy the car, what happens after that? If you survive it?
Yeah, you call.
You call.
And look, I mean, look.
Because it happens honestly, a lot. You know,
not a lot, but.
But Bassam took a deer into the side of the McLaren.
Yeah,
this guy drove a brand new
Cadillac
off the side. You know, I remember I was supposed to get a GT3 and they said someone destroyed it. Oh, by the way, same agent who drove off the cliff. And they,
you make the phone call.
Is there a protocol for you approach the conversation?
Yeah.
I want to hear how you are supposed to be sad sounding? Are there special sentences you say?
And do they eat
the car?
You
don't sound happy. You don't sound happy. I've made the call when my colleagues have crashed the car. Honestly, and I know this is going to sound weird, but they actually are concerned. If someone's hurt, it's a lot bigger pain in the ass than if the car is damaged, right? So is everyone okay? That's what they want to know first thing. Is everyone okay? Is anyone in the hospital? And as long as it's not that, they own the factory. They can just pump out more cars. It's not
You can't say it that way. You can't say, well, listen, what are you
just make another
about?
Elba.
You own the factory. Make another one. Yeah, stop
it's
crying.
Just an Elba. Just make another one. Stop
crying. Quit your bitching.
It's just that you're on Pure Sport. Give me a break.
It also depends on the situation. So Jethro and I'll tell this story because there was no injuries and minimal damage, but this is one of my favorite stories. So we had the Performante, right? The Lamborghini Huracan Performante. And we're just rocking this thing. We're having so much fun. And it's one of those days where I'm driving really well. And Jethro, who races, he goes, you ever think about racing? I go, yeah, you know, sometimes I think about racing. Just stuff the thing, right? But we were halfway through the video. So you're in, you know, entertainment. So it's like, hey, Lamborghini, do you have another green Performante in LA right now? Yeah, Leno has one. Great, we need it. Send a flatbed. This thing's in pieces, you know.
And how did they respond to that? Pieces?
They didn't care.
They don't care.
Yeah, they got
a factory.
It's
amazing.
They got a factory. Yeah, and to be fair, we popped a tire and the radiator got a hole in it. That was the damage.
When you crash your car, you need a new one, and now there is a new place to go to get said car. Collectingcars.com. I don't know if you guys have heard of these guys. They're in England. They are UK based. They are they launched in June 2019. Within 2 years, they've sold more than 2,500 auctions. They've achieved 90 million pounds, 125 million pounds of global car sales, with offices now in London, Munich, Sydney, and now LA, and registered bidders from over 90 countries. So you see what's going on here? They're like a bring a trailer, but for the world, focused on premium collector cars, providing buyer and seller exceptional level of service. List your car for free, sell your car for free, hassle free. Buyer pays a 5% premium capped at 5K, and it's a pretty great site. You got to check it out. Collectingcars.com. They had that Leonard connection not long ago, last week. The week before, remember that? Chris Harris was out there. By the way, Chris Harris hosts their podcast. They have a podcast and does a lot of their social media. And unclear if he's part of Collecting Cars other than their platform. But I would guess to get Chris Harris to do that, right? He's got to be a big part of it. The Leonard Connect collection was that big Porsche collection.
Right.
Right. That went
I've
off.
I've met one of the principals of this organization. I believe his name is Edward Lovett.
Yeah,
an Englishman, and I've seen him in L.A. He was in L.A. living in Brentwood for a while, and I think he's back in his home country.
CollectingCars.com, the Collecting Cars podcast with Chris Harris and friends, with over 2 million downloads, and they've got a really cool car coming up. They didn't tell me when they were auctioning. I talked to these guys this week. 2000 Subaru Impreza WRC Richard Burns Rally GB winner auction.
Oh, that is cool.
The X Richard Burns Rally GB winner, the most original WRC car in the world. And they sent me a video that's embargoed, that's super cool, of the car running around. Follow Collecting Cars on Instagram at Collecting Cars on Instagram. Search Collecting Cars on Facebook. Go to collectingcars.com to get involved in the auctions. Follow them on Twitter at Collecting Cars. Check them out. Lots of great stuff. And these guys are, they're there. If you're looking for a cool collector car, I was already on the site a lot when these guys called up and said they wanted to be on the podcast and advertise. So thank you, Collecting Cars.
Excellent.
We're fans of yours. And of course, Chris Harris. And welcome to the Spikes Car Radio family. Yeah.
Joy and Blue Chew.
Let's do some questions. Blue Chew, nothing. Crickets, Zuckerman. Crickets.
Come on. They're coming back.
Crickets. Usually when you've all had the experience when you say someone's name on this podcast, or you talk about someone, they'll call you the next
you'll
day,
hear
right?
An echo.
Blue Chew is clearly getting the message.
Right, right.
But zero.
Yeah.
Nothing. From Blue Chew.
Well, then I'm waiting for a cease and desist. I'm going to keep at it until they say cease and desist.
We make
don't
money
want
on the ad,
Blue
Zuckerman.
Chew coming out of your mouth.
Why do you want to give Blue Chew free advertising on the show every week? What is it?
I miss
they
them.
Hate us.
I miss. I want to be able to talk about how I'm going to take them.
With gasoline-powered cars going away, Mini, Max, the Pugs want to know what three gas-powered cars, just what couple gas-powered cars are you going to keep in your garage?
Me?
Yeah, just go ahead, Johnny.
All right.
Flash forward.
Yes.
We're in an all-electric world.
I would want a 991.2 manual GT3.
I think that's a car that matches you.
Yeah, that's going to be the one car that I think really just because it's a combination of like the performance is stellar and then it's so good looking like that new GT3. Mm. It's going to be a performer, but it just doesn't look like that. You know? I would have an 812 Superfast or that new 812 Superfast Competizione because that's the greatest engine ever. You know, 6.5 liter V12 that goes to 9,500. And then I don't know, Ram T-Rex, because why not a 700 horsepower pickup?
Big smelly truck.
Yeah, why not?
What's the one gas car you're going to keep, Zuckerman?
Well, having just driven the 73 RS today,
that's a great car.
That would be a great car if I had if I had to add one more. You know, like a mid '60s Corvette convertible is really a gassy kind of a creature.
Like that's a 67 big block.
Yeah,
I saw an old Ford T-Bird at the Cars and Coffee today that really made me want one of those. It was a beautiful little car.
It represents the gas age so
well. Yeah. And then a 911R caught me, a silver with a blue stripes, navy blue stripes that made me crazy today. If this is for Matt Farah, but if Johnny is Jewish Santa, what is Matt Farah? I would say he's Jewish heat miser.
He's the Gollum. Look up the fable of the Gollum.
Jewish Krampus.
Why would someone ask this question? What is the best thing that Zuckerman has brought back from Mexico? Besides syphilis.
Herpes, shingles,
and crabs.
Thank
you, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. What, back from Mexico? These little, you brought these things, the mucho sexo. Or were those not even from Mexico? You know,
traditionally, there's always been like a stuffed iguana. Stuffed iguana
is
always
the alligator. That looks like Florida.
Dysentery.
That's what
bloody
I brought
stools.
Back.
Diarrheas. Hey. A lot of these are for Matt and Matt's usage of the word mobbing.
He does like to say mobbing
it's
a lot.
It's got to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And cars that fuck things.
Are you going to cancel your Tesla and get a Taycan? No, I would if the car was for me. Hands down, I would pick the Taycan, but Erica prefers the Model Y. She drove both. So that tells you about her and what she likes. I'm going to skip that. God. This is potentially libelous. Let me just read this for a second.
Zuckerman's licking his chops.
Okay.
It's a funny, I'm not going to mention the place, but have you guys dealt with this place? I just saw a post about them allegedly stealing customer cars, essentially selling them without their knowledge and keeping the money.
Yay.
That's called a vintage car dealer, friend.
Yeah,
that's Grand
say,
Sicko.
That's not a new story.
That's not a new story. It's all of them.
And I'll give a plug. There was an attorney in Pennsylvania who has somehow fallen into the career of suing guys like this. His name is Brian Shook. He's out of Pennsylvania, and he has sued more unscrupulous car dealers than anyone.
Yeah.
Without mentioning names, but a different dealership. But you told me a great story about a car that was sold to two gentlemen at the same time.
Yeah. Like that.
And it was a guy I knew, which I don't talk to anymore. But yeah, that was a good
He's
move.
Moved out of state, our bigamist friend.
Polygamist.
And someone we know just sold a car to him.
Yes.
if you had an air-cooled Porsche shell, and by the way, you know, Gunther Works.
Uh-oh.
Gunther Works. We want you to drive the car. Great. We'll drop it off Friday. I don't hear a word from them. And I go, hey, guys, what's up? They say, oh, a problem with suspension. Let's do it next Friday. Next Friday comes and goes. And I'm chasing him again.
And I say,
hey, it's Friday. That's all I wrote. Hey, it's Friday. They go, nothing. Can we get your phone number? And I've since not heard from them. But I was supposed to drive that car to Cars and Coffee. And I'm trying not to be upset with them, but they should know that's not how this works, right? Why? Tell me why. And I called you and I said, hey, what's up with these guys? Are they this fly by night or is there something?
They never have been to me. So I could get involved if you like.
No. Okay. I'm done with it. I'm not going to drive it.
Oh,
this
you
point.
Should. No, it's wonderful. You should.
I don't like chasing people. But is it a small operation, or are they just a little tiny operation?
They've built 13 cars. It's not a big operation. Yeah,
it's not GM's Spike.
It's right.
This is a small mom and pop shop. Give them a break.
There are other people who have been wanting me to drive their cars. It's the same thing. It's like, well, can you come pick it up? I'm like, no, I don't have time for that. If you want me to drive stuff, reach out to me. Drop it off in my driveway. I'll take care of it. I'll post about it. We'll talk about it. I'll be kind. I won't accept it unless I know I'm going to like it. But a couple cars I said no to because I was waiting for this car. I only take one at a time. I'm not like you, Lieberman, who gets 20 cars. And
hey, man, it's
you're
a
the grand poobah of press cars. I only want to spend time with one and give the car my full attention.
I see.
But they need to know that. Like, you know, hey, I canceled a couple things. And delayed a couple things, and now I'm not hearing from you.
I don't work for them. I have a friendly relationship with them. All I can do is call and say, hey.
Don't call.
Okay, then you got to call.
I'm not going to call.
No, you got to call.
No.
I'm done. This is like your roof rack.
I'm not upset, I'm done with it.
This is the air-cooled roof rack.
They're under the cornfield. That's the end of them.
The way it works for me is people send me an email and then stuff shows up. And that's good because I have a day job and I can't handle the rest of it. Okay. Mm. What's your favorite snack? These are terrible questions.
Yeah. So,
and then, bruh. Oh, that's my son. Oh, that's funny, Jack. He just writes, bruh.
Bruh.
He's got a Tycon point. Wheels, Tycon Wheels. No. What do you think of the Radford cars? What does that mean?
Radford, you know, it's a it's just like the word rad was very 80s. And so it's there's a car show called Radwood. And
oh,
so,
that's Radwood.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is Radford.
Then I have no idea what I'm talking about. Radford.
Yeah, yeah.
What's Radford?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm just out of it.
Defender 110, a retired 200 series Land Cruiser. You're going to win either way, but you know I'm a Land Rover guy. So I would go with that. What is your take, Johnny, on the W210 E55 AMG?
W210
Can you follow that?
E55. I can, yeah. if it's got the supercharger, it's pretty badass. If it doesn't have the supercharger, it'll be slow by modern standards. It'll be under 400 horsepower and relatively heavy. It was awesome for the time.
That's early 2000s, right?
Yeah, W210 could be late 90s, early 2000s. I'm off the top of my head, I don't know. But if it's got the supercharged 5.5 liter, that's a mega car, as the Brits like
right,
to say.
Right.
Yeah, very cool.
What's a good introductory cigar?
I mean,
Arturo Fuente, the little guys, Grand Hemingway.
Those
I
are
love
good.
Those.
Bolivars, I think, hook you pretty good.
Well, that's a pretty sophisticated Cuban deal.
I mean,
that's my favorite cigar right now.
Black and mild.
I just think with cigars, here's how I look at it. Here's how I try and tell people. Like, if you smoke a cigar right, it's about an hour, right? It takes about an hour to smoke a cigar. So, like, a $10 cigar, which a lot of people think is really expensive, it's like, you're spending 10 bucks to enjoy an hour? Like, even if you don't make a ton of money, like, 10 bucks an hour, almost anybody could spend that on a decent cigar. So try and find a really good $3 cigar. Just buy a $10 one.
Here's
a
what
Padron,
I
a Tatuaje, a Tatuaje, Luzion.
Those that you turned me on to. Those are great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah.
Here's what I would say. Having smoked both, be careful when you just jump into Cubans because you can enjoy it and then suddenly puke. Just right out of nowhere, it just happens. And you have to really ruin your body a little bit before
that,
you jump into the Cuban.
That can happen with any cigar. That's
no,
just
but the Cubans especially really, you're right, but the Cubans can really take you down fast.
It's really life. Life, you have to puke a lot to learn to enjoy things like drinking, cocaine, heroin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that require puking.
Here's a good question. All right, Zuckerman, and each of us will answer it. What, this is PRD Matt, what's the one car each one of you regrets selling? Yeah, we all regret everything we sell, but one where you really go, you know what, I would buy that back, Zuckerman. I would buy it back.
I mean, that's a tough one because I've sold so much lately. I'm really missing my Gullwing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah, that's painful. And then throw in a 4.0 or a 911R. There's a lot of pain this year.
Wow. Lieberman?
I can barely compete in this question, but my 2006 WRX wagon was such a lovely, wonderful car, and it's still alive, barely, but I should have kept it. I love that thing.
Someone sent me this week a picture of my Conda Green 70S that had no miles on it. 6,000 when I bought it. Chalk marks on the engine. That one, that really upset me when I saw that car. And I just went, what was I thinking in that moment?
That was a transformational moment. I don't know if you recall, Ferriston, but it must be a good 15-plus years ago.
Yeah.
You were driving on Sunset
in
that car. I had my mother in my car, and I saw you in that car, and that was right when I said, I really got to get into these 911s. That's really a great car.
I'm just thinking about Zuckerman's mother.
Go fuck your father.
Yeah, Ma, we're going for a ride. Look at that douchebag in the Conda Green 911.
Ah, let's kick his ass. I'm Zuckerman's mom. Yeah.
What, can I ask your going? What color?
It was silver.
Go back to the car for a second.
Shut up, Johnny. It's my turn to talk. I'm Zuckerman's mom.
I get very turned on by going and Zuckerman's mother.
I'm going to tell her she made the podcast. She'll be happy.
I would like to meet your mother. I've never met your mother. To,
she's in South Jersey at Lions Gate.
Does she talk like you? Does she act like you? Or is she a reasonable human?
Oh, my mother is a very, very sophisticated, genteel, nice, kind woman.
What happened with you then?
I took after my father's side of the family, which was more ape than man. Low to the ground, off the boat.
More
Jews,
ape than
horrible
man.
Jews.
That's a really good title for your autobiography.
Horrible Jews.
Low to the ground. More ape than man.
More ape.
The Paul Zuckerman story.
Yes.
Low to the ground.
Low to the
Chapter
ground.
Chapter one.
Chapter yes. one. Grandpa ape, off the boat, cab driver 50 years, 5'3" and mean, wore his pants up to his nipples. First. Well, can you picture it, Lieberman?
That's like the two sides of my family. Yes. It's very similar.
One side played piano and the other side gambled.
Right. Yeah.
Gambled
and
stole.
Stole the piano.
Yeah.
Well, then we should end
it
the
It was
show.
Silver over plaid. It was a beautiful car, Lieberman.
Why? Why would you sell?
I had a partner. He wanted out. And it was
these
the beginning.
Partners. You lose all your best cars.
You lose autonomy with Plan Z to some degree. There are good days and bad days with Plan Z.
Because everything else you've had that you've sold, but your 4.0s and the Gullwing, I mean, those
yeah,
keep
top
forever.
Of the pyramid cars.
Yeah.
And I'm sad, but there's always another Gullwing if I want
it's all about new experiences.
No, but the Gullwing, I mean, it's kind of like that's
but
a
if
perfect
you've had
experience.
The experience, if you've experienced it.
Have it again. Would you have another cigar? You know what I mean? It's
okay,
like,
but there's a 300 SL Roadster still.
The Roadster's nice, but it's not a Gullwing.
I got you.
I've driven both.
I've driven both, and the Roadster's the one. The Gullwings are hot. Gullwings are hot.
Yeah.
And you're locked into them.
I did. Let me look. You're talking about the kid eating too much caviar at the bar mitzvah buffet, but I did the Mille in a Gullwing. You know,
four days.
In like the best experience possible if you're into cars.
How much did you have the doors open to cool off?
Oh, constantly. Constantly.
Right. I can't live with that.
They actually put in these, you could get them, these like plexiglass glass.
Sliders, yeah.
Yeah, and it is air right into your face as you drive. And it was,
They're too hot.
What? So you're going to be sweaty. But I mean.
We sweat anyway. Man. We're big Jews.
Yeah, look at us.
I'm sweating. We're ready and sweaty at all times.
I don't want to be sweaty when I'm driving like that. That ruins it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, the Gullwing is like, that's the top.
Wow,
that's
well,
it.
Good for you.
That's
I applaud the move, Zuckerman. I think it was the right move. The 300 SL is way better. I've driven both. And it, you know, the Gullwing was a beautiful piece of sculpture to look at, but that was pretty much it, you know.
Oh, such
and I like driving near it. I like when you drove by me, but that
sound,
you're not having that experience.
No,
I'm having
no,
the experience.
But, you know, I had it for 10 years.
Okay.
It was a great moment. It was a great era. I'm glad I had it. I loved every minute of it. It is such a wonderfully... The advanced technology, yesterday's future, today is such a wonderful experience to have. The sound of that direct fuel injection, right? The mechanical sound.
The Bosch mechanical injection.
Wow, real Nazi stuff. Wonderful.
Post-Nazi stuff. Although,
No. That was in the Messerschmitt, that Bosch fuel injection. It was, and that engine.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Yes,
all of it. That engine was, it was the Adenauer straight six laid down. But like, just such a great car. I mean, the whole Gullwing story is so cool. And again, with you know, you lose the whole space frame. So when you go
He's
to the
making
convertible.
You feel bad.
Yes.
He's not going to let it go till you kill yourself.
I sure kill myself right now.
What are you doing to him? Look at him.
You know,
you don't do
I'm
this
sad.
To a guy
I'm
who sold the car.
I'm trying to con him.
Make him feel better.
I'm trying to con him to buy it back. And then when he finally says, why aren't I doing the Mille? And then I need a co-driver. And he's going to take
me. But look what's coming in. One of these days, I will get my 58 Speedster back from Will Hoyt, hopefully, before he meets his demise. And he meets his maker. And I'll also
Shakes hands
be getting...
with Satan.
The Daytona, and by the time I get my Daytona
the Ferrari
market will have gone all the way down and all the way back up because it's taking so damn long.
When is the Daytona coming back?
Okay,
I forget about that.
Bruce, I keep texting him, and this is great. He'll respond to me on matters that make him money and matters that are pertinent to him. And talk about crickets. He just won't respond. But I cornered Bruce the other day. And he swore to me that he was putting the guy back on it. The engine is being rebuilt.
Still, there's a ways to go.
It's taken.
So it's up in Santa Cruz.
Yep, it's up in the Scotts Valley at Canopus Place.
All right. Well,
And he's done a beautiful
job.
Sounds
cheap. Sounds really.
It's really cheap. It's really.
Sounds inexpensive.
Well, okay. Gentlemen. Yeah. I think it's time to wrap this up. Right. I gotta go to Little League.
I got one thing I want to tell you, Ferrison.
What's that?
All right. Two things. One, I finally watched Escape from Dannemora. I'm 4 episodes.
Ben Stiller,
the writer creator of that show.
Yes.
Who? Jerry Stahl?
No.
this is a TV guide from
Brett.
2 years ago, Zuckerman.
I understand.
What else do you have?
I understand, but I want to go back and tell you that 2 years ago you told me to watch this, and a lot of times I reject your advice just because I reject you. And and I have to tell you that
sound
Benicio
policy.
Del Toro really plays a convict so well, completely. Not everything out of his mouth is to be distrusted. He's so fucking foul, and he really pulls off a criminal.
Yes.
A convict. What a great
story.
Did
you watch Ferry?
Ferry also great.
This weekend on Netflix?
How does he
good.
Make
That's
his
current.
Face look so coked up?
I don't know, but I thought about him, I thought about you. And I thought he would be that guy, that Ferry guy would fit into this little group very nicely.
I love, that was a great, great, great movie. If you watched Undercover, this is like a prequel.
A movie prequel.
And it was really, how does he get into his position as king of ecstasy?
Yeah, it's a nice little story.
I love what a slobby AP looks like, and I love how coked up.
Why, Zuckerman?
Why? Because, okay. And his coke face.
I know everything about him. That little ecstasy trip he took with the girl.
Yes.
It was good.
It was
good. I got to watch the other show because I'm friends with this guy now. He's like, yeah, I created that and wrote it.
Ben Stiller directed it too,
he
right? Dannemora.
Yeah,
right, right.
Many stories to tell.
Oh, it's really great.
About that. Yeah, yeah.
But it's a few years old at this point. What else? You said you had 2 things. What else do you have?
What else do I have to watch?
No, what else? You said I have 2 things to tell you.
Ferry was going to be the other one. You were right. Okay. That's great. Ferry. And then if you want to read that ass, I'll come in and save it another week.
Let's save it till we have a few.
I'm so glad I don't have to do Little League anymore. Oh, God.
I don't have to do it. I just have to go and watch it, and I love it.
Horrible.
I love baseball. I feel so happy on a baseball field, Zuckerman.
I think I'm going to be on Zuckerman's side of the fence when my kids
Well, this
playing.
Is where, you know, we have a common in the two circles of our lives area that is the common Jewish thing, and then... The clearly not Jewish thing.
Loves going to Little League
I love
on
baseball.
Sundays.
Yeah, I love
My
it.
My son was in, I don't know, right field looking at the sky.
That was me.
That was, yeah, that's how I...
My son looked into a fastball into his nose last season and broke it. But it's the smell, it's the sounds. This year, our team and Santa Monica Little League, fantastic Little League, all sorts of rules. We have a group of dads on our team who are... vicious. Like, I don't have to say one dropped an F-bomb to the umpire last week. I am so happy watching this show go on. They are breaking all the rules. I have done things in the past.
So you get to hang back.
I've made little comments like, oh, that kid's gonna strike, and moms have yelled at me, and now I know not to say anything. But I have a group of dads right now that get into it. They mix it up. They yell at the other
bullies.
And it's really fun. I love it.
Is it fun? It's not kind of really pathetic to like yell at a little
league umpire? No. Not at all. It's good. It feels good.
Okay.
I was the guy in the stands trying to sneak reading the front page of the New York Times.
Right.
So no one, hoping not to get caught doing it.
We had a Beverly Hills coach. We were playing a Beverly Hills team last year. This idiot guy. You know, because you get these dads every once in a while who think they're coaching the Red Sox or the Yankees or something. Who the play doesn't go his way, and he goes, God damn it. And he starts yelling at the ump, and the ump goes, whoa, we do not swear here in Santa Monica. This is Santa Monica. But it was the...
oh, fuck you.
This
fuck
wasn't even
you.
A championship game. This game was nothing.
Right.
And the guy goes, that's it, then we're not playing in Santa Monica. He takes his equipment bag and throws it onto the field. And he goes, the game's over. It's the second inning. Now, we pay to play, and the Beverly Hills kids had paid to play. The parents go, sit down to the coach. The Beverly Hills parents go, stop. And he goes, no, this game's fucking over. And the game ended. And the kids started, his own kids started crying.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Do you know how happy I was watching? Oh, this was the greatest Bad News Bears.
That is great. That
happening
is great.
Right in front of you.
Did the kids bring him a beer? I mean, that's great.
My son was cracking up, and I'm like, oh, you're going to remember this day forever, son. This is a great day in baseball. This is what baseball is all about.
Okay, I'm with you on that. That I like.
I love it. I love every second of it. Anyway, and I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Spike's Car Radio. We've got a bunch of great shows coming up. You can catch up with Johnny on Instagram, me on Instagram, Zuckerman on Instagram. We will talk to you if you're not a jerk.
I'll talk to you if you're a jerk.
Yeah.
I had to block some guy.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
I just talk. They block me.
I'll tell you when we go off the air. As a guy, Matt Ferrer asked me about this more. You're going to laugh. Anyway, we'll see you guys next week on Spike's Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.